You know, there's too many verses in the Bible that talks about the home and just life in general, especially in Proverbs. And 1 Peter 3 tells you the home life, Ephesians and Colossians. But if you read Ephesians, Colossians, and pretty much any book of the Bible, your first thing is you got to get your identity in Christ. And if you get your identity in Christ and see God's program, it's not your program. The reason the women don't want to submit is because they don't believe it's God's program. And the reason the men don't want to sacrifice for the home because they don't believe it's God's program. It's not about you. It's not about you. Everybody thinks it's about them, but it's not. It's not about you. It's never been about you. That's why you see the saints in heaven worshiping God, you know. But everybody thinks it's about them. Yeah, there's this thing in the human, like survival mode, you know. Somebody feels threatened and they go off the deep end. Makes sense. But most of the reason that people get messed up is because they spent their life partying. Distractions, TV, stuff that don't really matter. At the end of the game, you're going to look back and you're going to say, why did that football game really matter? Why did going to that bar really matter? Why did going to the club really matter? Why did buying all that stupid stuff at Walmart really matter? The extra stuff you didn't need. You're going to look back and say to yourself, why did all that gossip and backbiting and comparing yourself with one another my whole life. I heard the nurses. I've talked to quite a few nurses in my lifetime. And they all say the same thing. Well, we don't like working with other women. And you actually see that in other industries too, where the women say, I don't like working with women. I'd rather work with a man. Now, I want you to really think about this. Really think about what that means. Really just think about it for a second. Let's just meditate on that for a second. When she looks at another woman, she's looking at herself. I've heard them, many of them, at least 20. I don't like working with other women. And they just say it out of the blue. You're not prompting at all. It's like, where did that come from? Having a conversation, you know. Uber riders, I've seen it too many times. Pick these ladies up at the hospital, give her a ride home in Uber. But even outside of Uber, I've heard it like at least 10 times. They're looking at themselves. Hello? If you read 1 Peter 3, you'll see that the woman is the weaker vessel and she's supposed to submit to her authority. And I don't care if it's a man or a woman, most men and women in this society hate authority. But authority will save your life. Let me say it again. Authority will save your life. It's part of a man's duty to hold his wife accountable. It's part of his duty. If she's doing something destructive, it's his duty. If she runs away from it, it's on her. Yeah, he loves his wife. She wants all those feelings and all that, so he gives her that. But he also is the head of, he plays many roles, you know. He's the head of his ship. He's the head of his home. He's playing multiple roles at one time. And yeah, she is too. She has kids, you know, but she's playing multiple roles too, but the primary role is to be a helpmeet suitable. If not, why get married? Stay single. Stay celibate. Because if you're not, you're going to destroy your soul anyway. You've already done it, probably. Your soul is, you've already destroyed your soul. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. If somebody's running the streets, going to the bars, they've already lost their soul. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. The heart of man's already deceitfully wicked, mankind. And so, a person who's doing that, they think they're having fun. And where does the fun lead? Leads to hell. Somebody needs to bring back some good old-fashioned preaches. That fun leads you right down the path to hell. And so, if you don't want to accept it, read Galatians 5, 19, 20, and 21. All the sorcery, all the witchcraft, all the games, all the lying, all the cheating, all the drinking, all the carousing, it leads to death and murder, Galatians tells you. It leads to death and murder. It does not lead to Galatians 5, 22. Love, joy, peace, goodness, because you destroyed your heart. And the only thing you need to be worried about in this life, really, is get your heart right. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. And so, let's say somebody messed up, and they got married and then divorced, and they drank and they ran the bars and did all kinds of crazy stuff, destroyed their soul, their heart. What is your number one goal? Find somebody else? No. Your number one goal is to get your heart right. And what you'll find is when you get your heart right, there's very few people you want to be around. Why do you think the men stay single? Why do you think the saved men, more saved men are single than the unsaved? Why do you think that's true? Because your society's sick. Your society's upside down. Talk to a woman for 5 minutes, you realize she's part of the world system. She says, I'm in church, I'm saved, I'm going to church. But if you talk to her for 5 minutes and she talks like the world. I'm just being real. They don't have any word in them. They don't have any Bible. They don't know their Bible. I know a few women from online, a handful, 5 or 6, they know their Bible. They know the truth. But for the most part, 98% of the people, not just women, but men and women, don't know anything. All they know is what they learn their doctrine. See, doctrine determines behavior. They learn their doctrine from TV or music. And if you get your doctrine from the world, the spirit of the age, the spirit of the world, then you're going to be a devil. And you can run, you can cry, you can hide and blame other people. But you got 3 fingers pointing back when you point that finger, and it's you. It's me, oh Lord, it's me standing in the need of prayer. But most people, they'll get that little insight. Here's what I've seen with people. They'll get that little insight, and they'll go to church on Sunday, and they'll be gung-ho Monday, and it don't stick. It sticks. And it usually, they go to church on Sunday, and it don't even last till about 3 o'clock. They go to church at 11, oh, I'm gung-ho. By 5 o'clock, they've gone back to their old manipulation, witchcraft, sorcery, and crying and complaining and gossip and backbiting and all that. They don't stick. It don't stick because they never got born again. It can't stick till you get the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit by faith. It can't stick. Appreciate it.